The rainy season is about to begin in El Salvador. More than a million Salvadorans remain homeless following two devastating earthquakes over the winter. The government says the impending rain likely will trigger massive mudslides as water saturates the country's earthquake-damaged mountains. Millions of dollars in international aid has been promised, in part to help build new housing, but most of it hasn't arrived. Those still living in risk zones have little choice but to stay put, hoping they won't be swept away or buried. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from San Salvador.
The trail that winds from the village of Llano de Carizal to Marco Robles' adobe house is a frightening reminder of the power of El Salvador's recent quakes. The 26-year-old farmhand slides down ravines of loose dirt and rock, squeezes between towering cliffs of shorn mud left cracked and unstable by the seismic activity. Arriving at his collapsed hut, Robles inspects the damage.
After the second earthquake, we were left with nothing. Thank God we were staying somewhere else. If it had struck at night, we'd be finished. Look, here's our little bed. Everything collapsed on top of it.
Robles and his family of six are among over a million people still without shelter following the high-magnitude quakes of January and February. Robles plans to abandon this home, an hour from San Salvador, as soon as he finds another place to go.
The problem here is only going to grow due to what happened this winter, and now it's going to get worse. We won't be able to save anything here.
When he says worse, Robles is referring to the months-long rainy season set to begin in just weeks. Experts predict ensuing mudslides will create an unprecedented disaster if the government cannot move people from the country's unstable hills to safer regions. In the San Salvador suburb of Santa Tecla, a massive mudslide triggered by January's earthquake killed over 600 people. What was once a mass of earth and wrecked homes has now been cleared flat. Few here had time to escape the speeding wave of debris, says Ernesto Duran with the Center for Disaster Protection.
The chance that people can escape during mudslides is zero because they come suddenly and bury everything in their path. So the ideal situation would be to evacuate the people before the rainy season.
But that's a task for which El Salvador is ill-equipped. Some communities in this mountainous, mostly rural country still remain isolated following the winter quakes due to a lack of heavy machinery to clear roads. Hector Gonzalez is Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs. He says El Salvador needs $2 billion to rebuild. Most of the money must come from abroad, as the country's already weak economy has been devastated by the disasters.
La cobertura del impacto negativo ha sido tan amplio.
The damage has been so widespread that, to be honest, we don't have the capacity to attend to all the people. We just aren't prepared. But gradually, we'll be able to reach them all to deliver at least basic necessities.
In the meantime, the army has erected some 75,000 temporary tin shelters, like these perched on a hillside in the town of San Miguel Tepesontes. But most of them stand on the ruins of recently fallen homes, in danger of being knocked down or swept away again. 73-year-old grandmother Olivia Trujillo knows the cracked hills behind her shack might give way with the rain, but she says her family cannot move.
We don't have the money to pay people to repair our house. We're really poor. The $3 a day that my old man earns barely covers daily expenses. Food is too expensive.
For the time being, the skies above El Salvador remain sunny, but residents already report seeing swarms of the voracious red ant known as the sompopo, stripping plants of their leaves and hoarding them in anticipation of the rains. If local folklore is accurate, El Salvador has less than 3 weeks before the first drops begin to fall. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, San Salvador.